The just concluded 2012-2013 Arizona opera season further enhanced the company's place as a major American regional opera company as they continued to bring the best of young operatic singers to town. Productions continue to improve and are all consistently well sung. Staging, while still sometimes awkward and archaic, has improved. The season's best opera was the new local production of Verdi's Il Trovatore. The company had great comic fun with the season closer, The Marriage of Figaro, where Sari Gruber performed an outstanding Susanna and Daniel Oculet created an impressive Figaro. But the entire cast did themselves proud singing Mozart's delightful score that was well played by the superb Arizona Opera Orchestra under Joel Revson's able musical direction. The opening opera, Donizetti's Lucia de Lammermoor, is a magnificent bel canto masterpiece, and Lisette Oropesa was superb opening night. I predict her Lucia will be one of the opera's finest as she continues to develop and explore the role. Lucia's conductor, Stephen White, was impressive. Gounod's Romeo and Juliet possessed the season's best ensemble singing in a production that had annoying offstage noise that marred it. Musical subtleties were lacking and that further hampered it. This season's stalwart Tosca had sloppy direction by Bernard Uzan, and Revson's workmanlike conducting had little musical flair. Tosca's lead singers, Jill Gardner, Adam Digel, and Gordon Hawkins, were an imposing musical ensemble. The opera often rents less than impressive sets and needs to improve this aspect of its productions. Nothing about Arizona opera remains embarrassing, and when the opera is able to bring major operatic stars to enhance the excellent work of the young singers they use, the company will move another notch in its continuing climb to become one of the best American regional opera companies. Arizona Opera's 2012-2013 season earns 4 stars out of 5. In another interesting theater event, the ASU School of Theater and Film presented Soot and Spit, a world premiere that takes you inside the brain of 20th century artist James Castle, who was profoundly deaf, and it is unknown whether he could read, write, or use sign language. Written by Charles Mee, the play allows audiences to experience Castle's challenging handicaps, but the play is slow and makes its points in a methodical way that doesn't invite audiences in. Soot and Spit is very revealing about the huge challenges some face, but it is a tedious theatrical experience. It continues through Sunday, April 14th, and earns 3 stars out of 5. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.